Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Here's Middle Cross singing a song about the Middle Cross.
So, for the lives they betrayed, but one was holy and righteous, didn't deserve to be there at all. He was the Son of God that hang on the middle cross. On the middle cross hang the Father's spotless lamb, being the sacrifice for every woman, child, and man. Two were there for justice, one for the hope of us all. His name is Jesus, that hang on the middle cross. Came to Jesus, he had yielded up the ghost. Not one bone was broke on the middle cross. On the middle cross hang the Father's spotless lamb, being the sacrifice for every woman, child, and one for the hope of us all. His name is Jesus, that hang on the middle cross. Death could not hold him, he lives forevermore. Holds the keys to death and hell, saving souls with the blood he shed for thee. On the middle cross hang the Father's spotless lamb, being the sacrifice for every woman, child, and man. Two were there for justice, one for the hope of us all. His name is Jesus, hang on the middle cross. His name is Jesus.
We've been focusing this week on the miracles of Calvary, specifically looking at the rent veil. We've looked first of all at the problem. The problem is that there is something standing in the way between our fellowship between man and God. And that veil was a separation. And so we are going to be looking at today what the veil represents. This is going to be part number two of the message, as we preach out of Matthew chapter number 27. What did the veil represent? I want you to take your Bible now and go over to Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10. The veil which barred the way of God. The Bible answers the question very clearly in verse number 19. The Bible says, "And having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil," watch this, "that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God." Friends, we are privileged tonight to have the great interpreter of the Word of God. This Bible's here with us tonight. It just told us that what this veil represents is the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it said. Now, I want you to also know this. God told us the meaning of the veil. It's the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ with a great insight. Listen, notice this. That veil was what? That veil was hung. I want you to think. Now, listen to me. We just said that the Word of God said that veil represented the flesh of Christ. But that veil, listen, hundreds, thousands of years before Christ died on the cross, that veil was hung in the holy, in the tabernacle. You say, well, let me go back and read that portion of Scripture that we read earlier tonight. I spoke about that veil. The Bible said over in Exodus chapter number 26, that veil, speaking about that, thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of shittim wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the four sockets of silver. Once again, that down there in those sockets of silver, that socket represents the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our foundation, amen. He's what everything is built upon. Salvation is built upon Christ, and those sockets were Him, amen. Those boards were Him, amen. That veil was Him, amen. The whole thing was pointing to Christ as a way of salvation for us. I don't understand it all, but thank God it's the truth. If this veil then was a symbol of the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ, then what we see is the body was hung on the tree. Jesus Christ, His body was hung on the tree, and we saw, we mentioned it on Resurrection Sunday, about how that His bones stare upon Him, as bones were looking upon Him. Listen, friend, I'll tell you something. The body of Jesus Christ, while it was not broken, it was rent, it was ripped apart, amen. Boy, His flesh was destroyed. And this veil, I'll remind you tonight, this veil was hung in a specific place. It was between the holy place and it was between the holy of holies. I'll tell you tonight, thank God, it was the body of the sinless Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that was hung in a specific location. He was hung outside the old city of Jerusalem, amen. And it was that place that He was hung at was a place that was associated. It was called Golgotha, the place of the skull, which signified that of death. It was a place, a specific place, where people went to die and not to return. And they took Christ to the cross, and He left the holy city of Jerusalem, friend. They were not looking for Him to come back again. It was a place where nobody returned, amen. They went to that place. They went to that place called Calvary, and they did not return. They died to death, and they never saw Him again. Wait a minute. Jesus Christ, think about this. He defeated all odds. I'm telling you, 3 days later, amen, that body that they ripped apart, that body that was mutilated, amen, on Calvary. Now think about this, the place of the skull, amen, that hung between, we say it all the time, between heaven and hell, amen. I'm telling you, He died for our sins tonight, thank God. And I tell you, what we see is this, we see Jesus victoriously raising from the dead over death, hell, and the grave. He did come back, thank God. Thank the Lord. In the Old Testament tabernacle, we might look at the veil and see the great warning sign. It says, keep out. The warning sign that says to us, danger, holiness, danger. Listen, sinlessness, sinlessness can only enter here. Oh, when you see that veil, what you say? You see that caution sign that says, you cannot enter. You cannot go past this veil. You cannot get close. You can, listen, even Moses at Mount Sinai, you think about it, he had to stand afar off. Why? Because he couldn't take it, amen. The holiness of God would have killed him dead, amen. He got so close, his face did shine. He got sunburned, amen. And he come down with a glory world. Zach talked about that Sunday morning. But thanks be to God. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, in the fullness of time, God sent a Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and He put on the veil of flesh, born of a virgin, under the law, to redeem all that were captive in sin's bondage. Had the high priest not came in with the blood one time a year and not put that blood on the altar and not put that blood on the Ark of the Covenant, God looking down from heaven, every single one would be guilty of sin. But that That altar was, it was all the time, it was greedy. It was all the time asking for another offering. But he only can put it on there one time a year. We've addressed briefly tonight just looking at the veil, what the veil represented. But I want to draw your attention to when the veil was torn. I want you to look back over Matthew chapter number 27. I want you to look at verse 50. Look at verse number 50 with me. Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, notice what the Bible says, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. From top to the bottom. And the first veil of the temple was torn when Jesus died upon the cross. When Jesus died upon the cross, that was the one thing. This is, no man could do something like that. No, this veil was rent from top to the bottom. Talking about it was in two pieces. Now, John G. Butler put it this way. The death of Christ on the tree, Matthew and Mark made the rending of the veil as occurring right after the death of Christ. But we find in Luke, Luke reports the veil rending before he reports the death of Christ. By the way in which he makes the report, he's saying, in other words, this, and I'll read the text here in just a moment, that the way he said it didn't change the fact that the veil was rent after Christ gave up the ghost. Luke chapter number 23, verse 45 said this, and when the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So the conclusion is that the rent veil is the first event following the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd almost say it this way. As soon as Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, I tell you this, as soon as that took place, I believe the renting of the veil began. One of the writers mentioned that it must have happened just about the time when the priest entered the holy part at the evening sacrifice. Can you imagine? Traditionally, going in and doing a service work inside the tabernacle. Now look, you know these priests know what's going on at Calvary. You know these priests have heard things, but they're ritually going in and doing what they've always done traditionally. Y'all with me tonight? You can do it the same way every time and never get the results you're looking for if you don't have the Savior, amen. They are traditionally going in and they're doing these things, and all of a sudden this peace that's held them from being able to see into the holy things of God, all of a sudden this thing comes absolutely, it is ripped from top to the bottom in two pieces. And for the first time, these priests that's been working inside this place can see. They can see through. I'm not talking about the high priest. I'm talking about them common priests, amen. They had been working with the bread, working with the candlestick, working with all of the things outside. Amen. I'm just talking about this common priest, amen. He's not been allowed to see what's on the inside. Only the high priest has seen that thing, amen. But I tell you one thing about it. They're standing there and all of a sudden that veil, that bit of wall of partition has ripped down, amen, and torn apart, and now it's standing wide open. Can you imagine the conversation that day? What just happened, amen? That moment when the loud cry of the dying Christ said, it is finished. And as it rung over the heads of the awestruck multitude, that veil was torn asunder. And I will tell you tonight, we've looked at when the veil was torn. But let's look for just a moment at how the veil was torn. Verse number 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was what? Rent in twain from the top to the bottom.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.